Chapter 14, The Mobilizer. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, identify an Old Testament example of a man used by God to mobilize others, summarize the qualities necessary for a mobilizer. Key verse, Joshua 14:8. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Introduction. This lesson begins a series of four chapters which focus on how Joshua and the nation of Israel were mobilized to penetrate and claim the land which God had promised them. The book of Joshua contains many principles that can be applied as you are mobilized to take your village, city, and nation for God. This lesson focuses on the type of person God uses to mobilize others. Chapter 15 reveals the preparation necessary before mobilizing a group of people. Chapter 16 contains principles of penetration. Chapter 17 contains instructions for how to deal with defeat. Chapter 18, entitled A Tale of Two Cities, provides biblical principles for conquering spiritual giants. The Land of Canaan. Canaan was the land God had promised to give Israel, Joshua 1:2. God promised he would not fail them as they mobilized and moved forward to claim the land, Joshua 1:5. He also promised to be with them wherever they went, Joshua 1:9. These were wonderful truths to claim. But these promises did not mean they were free to sit back and do nothing. There was a step of faith to take, and the first step led them right into the Jordan River. God told the people to arise and go over Jordan. That first step must be initiated by the people, not by God. Israel knew that they would face giants and battles in the land of Canaan, but God had promised to be with them. God has also promised to be with us who extend the gospel to the nations of the world, Matthew 28:19-20. He has promised he will not fail you, but this does not mean you can sit back and do nothing. There is a step of faith to take. You must be mobilized to take your village, city, and nation for God. If you are a leader, then you are also to mobilize others. This means you must equip those who lead to cross over with you and possess the land, even if your first step, as Israel's, seems to lead through a Jordan River. The Mobilizer. God told Joshua to arise and go over Jordan and claim the promised land. He also told him to mobilize and take with him the entire nation of Israel, Joshua 1:2. What kind of man is chosen to mobilize God's people and take villages, cities, and nations for God? Open your Bible to the book of Joshua and let us examine the qualities of Joshua, a man who mobilized several million people to do a work for God. Be sure to read each reference in your Bible. First, of course, Joshua was a believer. His name means God is salvation. He was also a man who could hear from God. When God spoke, Joshua knew his voice, Joshua 1:1. Could forget the past. Joshua was a man who could forget the past. When God said, Moses, my servant, is dead, he was telling Joshua to forget the past and move on for the Lord. Joshua loved Moses. He had served with him in battle, traveled through the wilderness with him, and been dispatched to spy out the land of Canaan for him. Joshua had seen great miracles at the hand of Moses and had been with him in Mount Sinai as God revealed his glory and gave the law to Israel. How Joshua must have missed Moses. But now that Moses was dead, Joshua must move on for God. No matter what great loss you have suffered in the past, you must hear God saying today, that thing is dead. forget the past and move on into new things for God. Paul said he forgot those things behind, Philippians 3:13. Paul had a lot of bad things to forget. He had persecuted the church and watched Stephen being stoned to death. But there were also good things in his past. He had seen great miracles done for the Lord and traveled the nations preaching the gospel. But he knew that in order to press forward in the new things of God, he could not live in yesterday's defeats or victories. Knew his possessions. God described Israel's possessions in Joshua 1, 3 and 4. Joshua knew exactly what his possessions were in the Lord. The Bible describes many things a believer is to possess: salvation, the gifts and fruit of the Holy Spirit, all the promises of God. These are all your possessions. If you are to claim them and mobilize others to claim them, then you must first know what they are. Was strong and courageous. Joshua was strong and courageous. He had proven it in battle many times, but he also knew that God was the source of his strength, Joshua 1, 5 and 6. Note in these verses that God provides the power, presence, provision, and protection. You must have the proper attitude, strong and courageous, and the proper action, arise, go over, and claim. Knew the key to success. Joshua had only one key to success, the Word of God. The Word is one great condition of success. It is a divine motivator and mobilizer. Joshua was a doer of the Word, not just a hearer. He was given orders to regulate his conduct on the basis of the Word, and he was to meditate upon it constantly. Now, if anyone ever had an excuse for not having adequate time to meditate in the Word, it was Joshua. He was leading a group of thousands of people into a strange land. This makes our excuses for not spending time in the Word seem a little inadequate, doesn't it? If you want to be a successful mobilizer of men, you must spend time in the Word of God and regulate your life and ministry on the basis of the Word. Had God's Spirit upon him. Joshua was a man upon whom the Spirit of God rested. Numbers 27:18. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit. Had confidence in God. Joshua was a man who had confidence in God. He did not say, we will try to pass over. He said, ye shall pass over. Joshua 1:11. Was a man of faith. Read Numbers 13 and 14. Joshua and Caleb were the only two men who believed Israel could conquer Canaan. Joshua was a man of faith who encouraged others in the faith. He knew that fear paralyzes while faith mobilizes. Had a servant's heart. Although Joshua was a great leader, he had a servant's heart. He had first learned to serve as a young man in the tabernacle. Exodus 33:11. He was also called the minister or servant of Moses, Joshua 1:1. Was full of wisdom. Joshua was a man filled with the wisdom of God, Deuteronomy 34:9. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. Was easily taught. Joshua was a man who was easily taught. In Numbers chapter 11, Joshua saw other people prophesying in the name of the Lord. Knowing that Moses was God's prophet, Joshua asked if he could stop the others from prophesying. Moses replied in Numbers 11:28, enviest thou for my sake? Would to God that all of the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Joshua did not take offense to this instruction, but he learned from it. Was a motivator of men. If you are to motivate others, you must first be motivated yourself. This is what God did for Joshua. in Joshua 1:1-9. Then Joshua was able to motivate the leaders, Joshua 1:10-15, and the people, Joshua 1:16-18, wholly followed the Lord. Joshua was a man who wholly followed the Lord, Joshua 14:8. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Knew how to stand alone. Men who walk by faith are often opposed by those who walk by sight. This is what happened when Israel first came to the border of their promised land. Joshua knew how to stand alone for what was right, even when others did not agree with him. Read this story in Numbers chapter 13 and 14. Was experienced in warfare. Joshua was a man who was experienced in warfare. The first time he is mentioned in scripture, he is fighting a battle with the Amaleks. See Exodus 17:9-14. He would need this experience in order to conquer the enemies in Canaan. When you mobilize others and lead them in the promises of God, there will be giants to face and battles to fight. Today, God will use as mobilizers those who are experienced in spiritual warfare. Had a first-hand experience with God. Very early in his life, Joshua had a first-hand experience with God. Deuteronomy 3:21-22. As I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, Thine eyes have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto these two kings, so shall the Lord do unto all the kingdoms whither thou passest. Ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. You will not be able to face the enemy and mobilize others on the basis of someone else's spiritual experience. Joshua had to know that God was with him, just as he had been with Moses. Was anointed of God. Deuteronomy 34:9 records that Moses laid his hands on Joshua and anointed him to lead the nation of Israel. Numbers 27:18-22 indicate that Moses both anointed and charged Joshua for the service of the Lord. A man who mobilizes others must first be anointed and charged by God. It is that anointing that equips you for the work of the ministry. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Had experienced the glory of God. You learned in previous chapters of the importance of the glory of God. Joshua was a man who had experienced the glory of God. Exodus 24:13-17. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire. The impact of a mobilizer. Joshua's life had such an impact on those around him that even after his death, the leaders and people he trained continued to serve God. Judges 2:7. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. Do you want your life to make that kind of impact? Is this the type of person God uses as a mobilizer? How does your life measure up? Joshua was a man who could hear from God, could forget the past, knew his possessions, was strong and courageous, knew the key to success, had God's Spirit upon him, had confidence in God, was a man of faith, had a servant's heart, was full of wisdom, was easily taught, was a motivator of men, wholly followed the Lord, knew how to stand alone, was experienced in warfare, had a first-hand experience with God, was anointed of God, had experienced the glory of God.